Okay, let's turn back in our Bible to Psalm chapter 77, 77th Psalm. If I was to title this message, it would be The Day of My Trouble. And I'm going to try to bring a message from the first verse down to verse 15. And let us begin first reading in verse 1. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me. This first verse is a summary of this psalm. It is the burst of joy that comes from this writer's heart. He says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me. This verse is a summary of a sinner and a Savior. And that's what this whole song or this whole psalm is about. I cried, he says, bow down thine ear, O Lord, and hear me. I am poor and needy. And that sinner cried unto his God. This psalm is about the Savior who heard the cry of this poor sinner. He saw that I was poor and needy, and he listened to my cry. This psalm is a psalm of great affection. I cried. I was hungry, and He gave me bread. I cried. I was thirsty, and He gave me water. I cried that I was naked, and He clothed me with His righteousness. I love the Lord, because He hath heard the voice of my supplications. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Psalm 34, 6. Now, the rest of this psalm, I'll give an introduction. It is written, if you'll look up at the heading, to the chief musician, Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. Asaph was a musician in the temple of God. This psalm is Asaph's testimony. As a musician in the temple, he was also a sinner. And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord heard his cry. And this sinner, who was a musician, wrote this psalm. It is a psalm also of every believer. It is a psalm of experience. This psalm is a psalm or a song of the experience of a believer. This is not something that happened 30 years ago and he made a decision or he made a profession and then now he's gone on past this. This psalm is an experience that happened to a believer. And I want to do three things, if the Lord would help us tonight. I want to look at the six questions that we often identify with. Read them with me again there, beginning in verse 7. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will He be favorable no more? Have you ever asked that question for yourself? Will He ever be favorable no more? Do we not remember the times in our lives when we have experienced the favor of the Lord upon our lives and upon our hearts, and then we go into darkness, and we ask ourselves, will the Lord be favorable no more? Verse 8, is His mercy clean gone forever? Doth His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? We are often troubled. And might I say that these verses are verses that show our unbelief. And they are. But they are also the experience of every believer. Look with me over at Psalm 102. Here again is another psalm. Look there at the heading, A Prayer of the Afflicted, when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Hear me, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call, answer me speedily. Now, back to our verse, or back to Psalm 77. In verse 2, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. And I studied this verse when my soul ran in the night. And the best I can understand by studying this, what this sore here is not talking about a physical leopard sore. It's talking of his arms. And reading this verse and looking into it, what he's saying is his hands were extended all through the night and he was crying unto his God. We are reading of a man who was in trouble. He says, my soul refused to be comforted. Isn't that a strange thing? But is it not also true with God's sheep, the true believer? I will not be comforted with a decision. I will not simply be comforted by lighting a candle or singing a song. I want to know. I want to know the issues. I want to know the truth. And I want to know that I have peace with God. I refuse in a time of trouble to be comforted without something solid. And I believe that's what our psalmist here is saying. And look what else he says. I remembered God and was troubled. Is that not often like we are? And what verse in this whole chapter speaks more to our unbelief than this one? I remembered God and was troubled. How we remember that God is just, but how easy we forget that he's the justifier. How easy it is for us to remember God and remember his law and to remember Sinai, yet we forget Calvary, where mercy and truth kissed each other. And then we remember that he is the God of the earth, yet we forget that he is also the good shepherd. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled. And listen to this verse. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. We're talking about real trouble. You turn through this book of Psalms and you will find over and over and over again where God's people are often troubled. We are often troubled. And these are real troubles. And these are not things that just happened years ago. They continue and then stay among God's people. They have troubles. They are troubled oftentimes with unbelief. I have considered the days of old, And the verse 5, I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I remember. I think he's saying here's, I remember when I could sing in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. And here he says, will the Lord cast off forever? Now let's look at these verses. Will the Lord cast off forever? Turn to Psalm 94. And what we're going to do is simply go through each one of these questions, and we're going to turn to the Scriptures. Psalm 94, verse 14. The Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Will the Lord be favorable no more? Turn with me over to Jeremiah 31. And look at verse 3. And again, our question, will he be favorable no more? The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee. I will be favorable, and thou shalt be built. The Lord will be favorable. Is his mercy clean gone forever? Turn to Psalm 107, verse 1 with me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. I will be merciful to whom I will be merciful. Does his promise fail forevermore? Turn over to Psalm 89. Verse 29. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? How long wilt thou forget me, Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Psalm 116, verse 5. Gracious is the Lord. Not simply the Lord is gracious, but gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. And then the last question we often ask, hath his anger shut up his tender mercies? Turn with me to Psalm 30. Psalm Verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of His, and give thanks at remembrance of His holiness. For His anger is but for a moment. Hath His anger shut up His tender mercies? His anger is but for a moment. And not only is His anger but for a moment, but the 103rd Psalm tells us that He is slow to anger. So not only is He slow to anger, but when He's angry, it's but for a moment. Now we have gone through these passages of Scripture, and we have read the answer to these six questions. But what is our assurance to the answer of these questions? Look back at our chapter 77 or Psalm 77. And I'll read again verse 9. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Selah. And right there He pauses. And I believe that right here that He is in the very depths of His darkness. He's at the very bottom. And I said, verse 10, this is my infirmity. This is my sin. This is my sickness. This is my problem. I have called into God, question God's mercy and His grace and His love and His long-suffering. That He says, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember. How will He remember? Who will He remember? How will He remember? Turn with me to John 14. And let's look at verse 26. How will the sinner whom the Lord has been merciful to and saved, how will he remember? The Comforter, verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We read often in the Scripture when we are cast down, we go to the Word and we read these Psalms and we read these things and we're troubled and we're looking and we're searching. We're trying to find comfort and rest. Do you know how the Lord brought comfort and rest to this psalmist? He reminded him of the Redeemer. Look with me down at verse verse 14. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Who is the strength? What is his strength among the people? Is it not our Lord? Look at verse 15. Thou hast with thine hand, with thine arm, redeemed thy people. There are three times he says, I will remember. I will remember. I will remember. It is God the Holy Spirit that reminds him of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Asaph here, what he is referring to and what he is remembering is God's salvation. He is remembering when God redeemed Israel. When did God redeem Israel? Turn with me to Exodus 14. I'm sorry, Exodus chapter 12. Verse 3. This is what Asaph remembered. This is what God the Holy Spirit reminded this man when he was in trouble. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. Verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Verse 11. And thus ye shall eat it, with your loins girded, and your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. How can I know that God will be merciful, that God will be gracious, that God will not forget me? Verse 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.